Real Rock Radio 104.9, the X Low Budget Morning Show with Double T. I do have Mike Peck and Paul Arco. Mike Peck, you're working right now, aren't you?
I'll be expecting a paycheck for
that. He's doing Facebook Live for Sunset Strip right now. So if you're friends with them on Facebook, you go to Facebook Live and you can watch this whole thing. Paul Arco, come on over here for a second. I got to talk to you real quick. So you're a huge Motley Crue fan, probably like the biggest one in the world.
I am. That's it.
So I have Sunset Strip here and they're going to do some Motley Crue for you.
Nice.
I made them promise.
That's why I'm here.
That's how the whole deal went down.
I love them already.
That is how the whole deal went.
Sunset Strip is in the house. Guys, please introduce yourselves.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Scotty Von Blazen, lead vocalist.
Fred Michaels, guitar.
Fred, he's a little nervous today.
He is. He's real nervous.
Can't you tell?
He told me today. He's like, dude, you do all the talking. I don't talk.
This is too early.
If you've ever seen our acoustic show, that's a true story. He does not talk.
Don't waste a mic on him.
I put one up, but it serves no purpose.
Talk a little bit about Sunset Strip, how you guys got started, why you decided to do this whole thing, and what it's become. It's become this. It's pretty cool thing.
Yeah. I mean, we've been pretty fortunate. There's a lot of cool bands in Rockford, and you know, a lot of friends. We basically started out, Fred and Chico. You know, they already had the band together for about a year. They had a different vocalist. You know, for whatever reason, that wasn't working out for them very well. And I was in another band in Chicago called 80s Proof, and that was kind of fizzling out. And I was having a problem with the members wanting in and out and taking off in other bands and stuff. So Fred approached me through a common friend and asked me if I'd be interested in coming out and trying them out. And I went out to his place, and we jammed literally... I think we jammed for maybe 35, 40 minutes, and it was just kind of a good match. And 2 weeks later, literally 2 weeks later, we played our first show together.
See, that's awesome.
You know, pretty much unrehearsed. I mean, if I remember correctly, I mean, it's kind of foggy from all the Fireball we drink. and then ever since then, it's just been a really good ride since then. You know, we started out with, it was an okay draw, and now it's just kind of keeps building this monster that keeps growing. And, you know, we're real fortunate. We're real happy. We're a very hardworking band, as most of the bands in Rockford, you know, are. And we've just been plugging away at it. You know, we decided to do something different. We want to do the full costumes.
Make it
an event more than just a show. We don't want to be five people, you know, we wanted to be five different individual personalities, build those characters.
Right.
We wanted to make it an event so when people come out and, you know, they're coming to see more than just, you know, a few guys standing up on stage playing the songs. We actually wanted to, like, live it, be it, and make you feel like you were, you know, reliving some of the best years of your life, you know, that we feel.
Right. Oh, yeah. Why the 80s? Just because it's what you grew up on?
I mean, the 80s, you know, that's some of the best music that, in my opinion, that's ever come out. I mean, given the fact, you know, that I grew up in that era, so for me, that's what I like. But
it was a good time.
It was a good time.
I mean, it's a constant party, but even that, you know, just the music's good. I mean, I think that music today has kind of been so watered down and just doesn't have, it's not as, to me anyway, it's just not as inspiring.
Okay.
Where, you know, you had the loud guitars and you had the personalities and the singers were, you know, crazy. And I mean, just all the antics. And
you knew everybody. I think, like, you know, thinking about that era, the 80s era, like, you knew every band and every member, every band. You knew, like, the whole album. You just didn't know singles. You knew, like, you knew the song 7 on, you know, side 2 of the cassette. You knew that, you know? So it was definitely an era where they were super fans. You were more super fans, and I think you look back, and, wow, it brings back a lot of good memories. I remember, you know, seeing you guys at Byron Fest. We were down there, and I was just sitting there. I'm like, wow, I remember the first time I heard that song and stuff.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. So Duran Biker Bash and Chili Shootout, you guys are a part of with us. That's going to be a great time on Duran on the Square.
Yeah, it's going to be our first time out there. We're looking real forward to it. A lot of good bands are going to be playing with us. We've got Minimal, Rooster, Drugs Delaney, and Another Lost Year is going to be headlining it. And then we're anchoring it after them. They've got another show that night that they're heading out to. So so we'll be going on last. But, from 6 to 8.
See, that's great. And having the Square blocked off in downtown Duran, it's just something about that little town. And it's a great time with all the bikes and stuff. And you guys are playing tonight, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be at Neighbor's Bar and Grill out on Forest Hills.
But that's just a unplugged show, you
that's
two guys.
That's going to be acoustic, just me and Fred, yeah.
But in
out on the deck.
In Duran, full fledged.
Full band.
Full Fireball. Full everything.
That's right.
Well, you guys you guys brought the guitars. You going to play a song for us?
Yeah, we can do a couple.
What are you going to play first?
Well, we got a big Motley Crue fan in the house.
So right.
Maybe we'll bust out a little Motley Crue tune here.
Want to do Patience first or no?
Nah, we'll bust out the Motley Crue
all
tune.
Right. Right. He's like, oh my god, I'm not tuned for that. Sunset Strips in the house. It's a low budget morning show at Real Rock Radio 104.9 The X.
Well, you know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right doesn't mean they're always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, feel me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming off this long and winding road. I'm on my way, well, I'm on my way home, sweet home. Tonight, tonight, I'm on my way, well, I'm on my way home, sweet home. Well, you know that I see him. Too many romantic dreams. Well, up in lights falling off the silver screen. My heart's like an open book for the whole world to read. Sometimes nothing keeps me together at the seam. I'm on my way. Well, I'm on my way home, sweet home. Set me free, home sweet home, home sweet home, home sweet home, home sweet home. Well, I'm on my way.
Yeah, all right. Not bad for six something in the morning. That's awesome.
That's really fun at 6:40 in the morning, let me tell you.
You guys got a few minutes to stick around?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll have you play another one here in a little bit. It's Low Budget Morning Show with Double T. It's Real Rock Radio. It's 104.9 The X. Good morning.